Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner.
Ah, yes. Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for Thursday, the 16th of February, 2017. We're in the book of Yirmeyahu, that's Hebrew, for Jeremiah. And this is a very exciting book. Yep, breath got away from me again. He's prophesying against a lot of people and nations in Jerusalem and the other nations. This whole book is just amazing. It goes back and forth in timeline. It's not consistent. I'm sorry, I didn't write it. Prophecy came as prophecy came. They didn't argue with it. They just accepted it and wrote down what was said by Yahweh to Yirmeyahu. I use the Hebrew name so you get more familiar with our native language as it was back then. Now, of course, most of us use English. And our name has been changed to Anglo-Saxons and Christians and everything. As he prophesied, we're going to give you a new name, and I'm going to write my law on your hearts. And all of this is coming to pass. Yahweh does not put out nonsense nor frivolousness. Everything that he has given us in Scripture is for a reason. And a lot of times, we don't know what that reason is until later. We're not that privileged in the pecking order to get all of the message all of the time. It'll be explained. These are the latter days. And it's all going to come out. So let's get started in this marvelous book. In chapter 6, verse 1. You children of Binyamin, that's Benjamin, seek refuge, 5756, from the midst of Yerushalayim, and blow, 8628, the shofar, 7782, in Tekoa, 8620, and send up an uprising of smoke, that's all one word, 4864, in Beth Hakerem. Okay, the house of the forest. Okay, that's what that means. That was Shlomo's house. It's 1021. Because evil looks down, 8259, from the north, 6828. And great destruction, 7667. Verse 2, I have likened the daughter of Zion, 6726, that would be Jerusalem, to a comely 5,000 and delicate 6026, and woman is implied here, okay? It's not actually in the Hebrew, but it is implied by those other two words. Okay, as usual, when I start to read it, the coughing comes on and it clears up a little bit later. I'm going to do a couple of shows here today because I really need to get this stuff done. I've got a wake-up call to do for this week. Verse 3, The shepherds, 7462, with their flocks, 5739, shall come to her. They shall pitch, 8628, tents against her all around. They shall feed, 7462, every man in his place. Now, these shepherds with their flocks can be likened to enemy troops and their leaders. Okay. Verse 4. Prepare, 6942, war, 4421, against her. Rise and let us go up at noon, 6672. Woe, 188, to us, because the day goes away, 6437, for the shadows, 6572, of the evening, 6153, are stretched out, 5186, the long shadows showing evening time. Verse 5, arise and let us go by night, 3915, and let us destroy, 7843, her palaces, 759. That's Jeremiah, actually Yahweh speaking here. That was all Yahweh's dissertation. I hadn't highlighted that. That was my error. This is all Yahweh speaking of what's coming. Okay, and I'll highlight that later. Verse 6, for thus says Yahweh of hosts, hew down, 3772, trees, and cast, 8610, a siege mound, 5550, that's a big pile of dirt where they could build a road on it, and get up to the level of the top of the walls, with covered with shields, and invade the city. And that's how they got up over a walled city. This is the city to be visited, and with punishment is implied by the act of visitation. He's going to visit punishment upon Jerusalem. Because all the apostasy that was going at that time with the Israelites and Judahites, he's bringing troops down from the north, which is where the captivity would be. Verse 7, as a well keeps fresh, 6979, her waters, so she keeps fresh her wickedness. See what he's saying? Yahweh is saying, a well keeps freshening her water. Well, you just keep freshening your wickedness. You just keep going on with what you're doing. So she keeps fresh her wickedness. Violence, 2555, and havoc, 7701, is heard in her before me continually, 8548, is sickness, 2483, and wounds, that's what's before him continually, because all the evil that they're doing, and they're fighting among themselves, and there's all kinds of violence. Sort of sounds like the world today, doesn't it? All our cities just hotbeds of violence and sin. This is what was going on back then, and this is why Yahweh punished Israel and Yehuda, because they would not turn aside from the way of their sin. Just like our people today are so permissive, they just allow all of this nonsense to go on in the churches and in the society that we live in. It's sinful. And we're in punishment, we're in dispersion, we're not in our original land. And all of these evil things are coming upon us because of our sinfulness. Not all of us. I'm not preaching against the faithful. There's a lot of faithful out there. But we are so outnumbered by our own people in Israel. I'm not talking about the non-Israelites. They don't matter. They're going to do what they do. Their nature is not our nature. We have to understand that. These non-Israelites need not concern us. We don't need to be overly concerned with what they are doing. They are doing what comes natural to them. And it is so horrible to us because our nature is to follow Yahweh. We have the Holy Spirit within us. And we don't act like that. We don't think like that. We don't talk like that. We don't live like that. We are to be separate and apart from the rest of the peoples. And that's another thing we're not doing. The Christian identists are. But how many of the Judeo-Christians, most of them being Israelites, that are ignorant, pardon me, I got to clear my throat. Yeah, it gets away from me. They're ignorant of their origin and their identity. We've been blessed with being awakened. But how many more of our people just don't know who they are? They don't comprehend that all of this scripture is to them. Israel is not the rest of the world. Israel is to be set apart. And when the problem lies, when we are not set apart and we don't obey, we don't come out from among them and be separate. We don't come out from the Judeo-Christian churches that teach apostasy. We just go along to get along and we're complacent and, oh, well, there's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. Yes, brothers and sisters, there is something you can do. You, as an individual, can be obedient to Yahweh. You don't need to be part of a herd. Well, there's nobody around me. Then you walk alone. You walk the path that Yahweh has laid out for us as an individual Christian Israelite. Christian identity. You can do something. You can take yourself out from among them. And you could be separate. It may not be pleasant, but Yahweh has never told us that this time of trouble is going to be pleasant. Now, has he? So we are seeing a parallel with these verses in Jeremiah with what's going on today. Verse 8 of chapter 6. Be instructed, 3, 2, 5, 6, Yerushalayim, lest my being, 5, 3, 1, 5, be alienated, 3, 3, 6, 3, from you, lest I make you, 77, 60, desolate, 8, 0, 7, 7, a land without inhabitants, 3, 4, 2, 7. Pardon me. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, verse 9. They shall thoroughly glean, 5953, doubled for emphatic use, the remnant, 7611, of Israel as a vine, 1612. We're compared to a vine again. Turn back, 7725, your hand as a harvester, 1219, into the baskets, 5552. Now here's Jeremiah speaking. He's speaking to these people as a prophet. This is his words. To whom shall I speak and give warning, 5749, that they may hear? Behold, their ear, 241, has a foreskin, 6189. It's literally uncircumcised. That's unreceptive of the warning. That they may, their ear has a foreskin and they cannot listen, 7181. Behold, the word of Yahweh is unto them a reproach, 2781. They have no delight in it, 2654. Stop right here. The word of Yahweh is unto them as a reproach. They have no delight in it. Does this not compare with today? People don't want to hear the word. It upsets them. The Holy Spirit convicts them of their sins and they turn aside from it. That's why they join all these feel-good churches. Oh my, let's tickle our ears. Don't tell us rough things. Tell us smooth things. Make us feel good about ourselves, even though we are full of rotten sin. Make us feel good. Give us hope that we're going to be rich. We're all going to be rich. Tell us, Pastor Osteen, how we're going to get rich. Oh, please. We want to hear more of that. Okay. Get the analogy. Here it is. Same now. As then, verse 11, therefore I am full, 4392, of the fury, 2534, of Yahweh. He was filled with it. He was angry. I am weary, 3811, with holding it in, 3557. Pour it out upon the children abroad. And upon the assembly of young men together, for even the husband with the wife shall be captured, and the elder with him full of days. That's Yahweh speaking. It switches over right here. Verse 12. And their houses shall be turned over, 5437, to others. Their fields, and wives together, because I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, declares Yahweh. They're going to lose it all. Well, all these people that are trusting in stuff today, and the power of the government, and their church membership, and we're all brothers, and Jesus was a Jew, and he was king of the Jews. That's what the pastor said on Sunday. That's apostasy. That's a lie. Verses 12 through 15, you can reference Jeremiah 8, verses 10 through 12. Verse 13, because from the least of them unto the greatest of them, all are greedy, 1214, for gain, 1215. From the prophet unto the priest, all deal fraudulently. What have we got today? What is happening today in our Judeo-Christian churches? They are a business. Mega churches, millions of dollars for a budget. When people are hungry in the community, millions. Oh, we need this and we want that and we need a new stained glass window. It's going to cost $3 million. We're going to spend money on that out of the church budget. But there's people that are hungry and homeless in the community. Israelite people. Veterans, perhaps, that are living in tents and cardboard boxes. I see these homeless people in the little bitty city I live in. They're all over the place. They're cutting down the hedges and stuff along the major roads because they had tent cities all down around the Circle Highway that surrounds this city. Hundreds of tents with homeless people, no place to go. Drugs, alcohol, damage from the war, veterans. Just living hand to mouth, going to soup kitchens. In America, the United States of America, this is going on, how our veterans are treated. Shame and sin. And then we wonder why we're being punished. Oh, we have a new president, and he's talking a lot of talk. And he just had to fire somebody because he got hoof and mouth disease and talked and violated a rule. And it's mass confusion up there. And the Democrats and the Republicans, who both serve the same master behind the scenes, are fighting among themselves. And the economy gets worse and worse, and the world empire of the Antichrist is crumbling. And I praise Yahweh because of that. I am a witness. I am privileged to witness this. And they, of course, they don't preach Yahweh or teach Yahweh or follow Yahweh. Verse 14, and you can reference verse 14 in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 13, verse 10. They have healed the fractures, 7667, of my people slightly, 7043, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. What do we got now? Oh, we want to end these wars and we want peace. Oh, yes, we want peace. And they lie. There's no peace. We've got more wars and brush fire wars and this kind of war and this kind of people against this kind of people and blah, 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 on. No end to it. Absolutely no end to it. And it doesn't matter what regime comes in, whatever president, Obama, Llama, Ding Dong, and Trump, they're basically all going to wind up doing the same thing because they serve the same masters. Well, Trump might make some changes, but only what they'll let him. Congress has to make the changes, and Congress is all the same people, over and over and over, hand-picked people. You can't run unless you've sold out. Smoke and mirrors, deception from the masters of deception who run the whole show behind the scenes. Are we going to have peace? Don't hold your breath. Please. Don't want a bunch of blue-faced Israelites running around out there. Just look white. But you can know in your mind. Verse 15. Just a second here. Were they ashamed because they had committed abomination? 8441. Nay, 1571, They were not at all ashamed, neither knew they humiliation, so therefore they shall fall among those that fall. That means fall down and dead, in death. At the time that I visit punishment upon, that's implied by visit, them, they shall be cast down, says Yahweh. Again, I tell you to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. And it tells you what Yeshua Messiah is going to do when he returns. Applying to today. And the conditions of sinfulness that we are in today, brothers and sisters. Verse 16. Thus says Yahweh, stand in the ways and see and inquire for the paths of old, where then was the good way, and walk in them, and you shall find rest for yourselves. But they said, we will not walk therein. How long have we been preaching repentance to this nation? Years. Years and years and years, and people before us were doing it. And do they listen and do they repent and do they change their ways? No, they go further down the path of sin. This is the majority of the people. And here we are in Christian Israel watching all of this and bewildered because these people do not see what we see. Well, it hasn't been given to them to see. Yahweh picks and chooses, brothers and sisters. Not everybody's going to make it. Even if they are of Israel, they're not going to be called. Because they have hardened their hearts. And they're going to be destroyed just like Yahweh destroyed the same kind of people back then. And we have our hopes up and we wish good for them. Because it is in our hearts to obey Yahweh, and it says, love thy neighbor as thyself, thy kinsman Israelite. And we love them, and we grieve over them when we see them self-destructing, because Yahweh's not destroying them, they're destroying themselves. They're making a conscious choice to follow the path of sin. And we have chosen the righteous path, and life is more and more difficult for us because we love Yahweh first. And that was the last of my coffee, so I'm going to switch to water. Yeshua told us this would happen. You will be hated by the world for my sake. Well, we are. We stick out like a sore thumb. We're different. We're separate. We've come out from among them and we are apart from them. And I urge those that are listening that have not made that decision to do as we have done and come out from among them, because your life here pardon me, is a fleeting thing. What do you got here? 80, 90 years? Compared to eternity, this is only a testing ground. That's all this existence in these frail bodies is. That's all it is. And the great question is, whom will you serve? Whom will you serve? I've made my choice. I have problems because of it. So be it. Whatever hardships I face here are laid up as treasures in heaven. If I am hated here by the world, so much more am I loved by my Father in heaven. If I fall in his service here, I shall stand forever in his presence. Like old Arnold Schwarzenegger said in that movie, I'll be back. And that's what upsets them. They're worried about that. They don't believe it. And they are dismayed because we do. Let's get back to chapter 6 here. Verse 17. I set watchmen over you. Here I am. Saying, listen to the sound of the shofar. But they said, we will not listen. We here at EFR call the nation to repentance, the nation of Israel. We do the best we can. And if they will not listen, we can't make them. What a shame. Verse 18, therefore hear, you nations, 1471, and know, O you congregation, 5712, that is among them, the nations that were helping Judah and Israel in their apostasy, the non-Israelite nations, and the congregation of Israel that was among them. Verse 19, hear, O land, behold, I will bring harm upon this people, the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not listened unto my words nor to my Torah, but have rejected it. And what have we got today? Verse 20. Why is incense from Sheba come to me? And the fragrant calamus, that's an aromatic reed, 7070, from far lands. Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet to me. He doesn't take sacrifices and stuff from non-Israelites. Verse 21, therefore thus says Yahweh, behold, I will put stumbling blocks before this people. And the fathers and the sons together shall stumble over them. The neighbor and his friend shall perish. Well, he brought that to pass then. That happened. And it's going to happen again. Because of apostasy and sin among the Israelite people. He's not going to destroy the faithful that call on his name. He's going to destroy those of Israel that do not call on his name. As he did then, he will do in the future. Be warned. Verse 22, thus says Yahweh, behold, a people come from the land of the north, and a great nation shall be roused from the far ends of the land. Verse 23, you can reference chapter 50, verse 42. They shall lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel and have no compassion. Their voice roars like the sea, and they ride upon horses set in array as men for war against you, daughter of Zion. And that's Jerusalem. Well, are we not invaded today by all these people that roar? Look at the riots in the streets. Are we not under attack, brothers and sisters? Verse 24, we have heard the report of it. This is Yirmiyahu speaking. We have heard the report of it. Our hands grow feeble. Anguish has taken hold of us, and pain as a woman giving birth. Go not forth into the field, nor walk by the way, because of the sword of the hated enemy and tear from all around. You can't go in certain areas of your cities today, brothers and sisters. See the analogy between then and now? Verse 26, daughter of my people, gird you with sackcloth, that's a sign of humility, and roll in ashes. Make you mourning as for an only one. 3173. Lamentation most bitter, because suddenly shall come the destroyer upon us. We're watching it grow and watching it grow. Well, here's Yahweh speaking to Yirmiyahu, giving him his duty, telling him what his job is. Verse 27, I have set you for an assayer, 969, that's one who discerns purity in precious metals, and as a fortress, 4013, among my people, to know and test their way, whether they're doing righteously or not. They are all turned aside as rebels, walking in slander, 7400. They are bronze, 5178, and iron, 1270. They are all corrupted. They're hardened like these metals. And they're corrupted, 7843. Scorched, 2787, are the bellows, that's at the furnace, 4647. The fire has consumed the lead. In vain the smelter smelts, for the wicked are not drawn away. He's trying to purify with fire so we can get rid of the dross from Israel. Verse 30. Rejected, 3988, silver shall they be called, because Yahweh has rejected them. They are dross. They are not pure. Now, I was going to do 6 through 8. No way I'm going to get through chapter 8. Just not going to happen. I'll try to do chapter 7 here, but it might be tough because there's just too much commentary needs to be done here. Chapter 7. The word that came to Yirmiyahu from Yahweh saying, stand in the gate of the house of Yahweh and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of Yahweh, all of Yehuda that enter in at these gates to prostrate to Yahweh. Those that are coming into the temple to worship. Verse 3, thus says Yahweh of hosts, Elohe Israel, that's God of Israel, make good your ways and your actions, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Verse 4. Do not trust in lying words, saying, the temple of Yahweh, the temple of Yahweh, the temple of Yahweh are these. That's trusting and hiding in the temple as if it would hide their sins. He sees your sins in the temple. Verse 5, for if you thoroughly make good your ways and your actions, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, and verse 6, and oppress not the sojourner, the fatherless child, and the widow, and pour out not innocent blood in this place, nor walk after other Elohim to your hurt, that's pagan idols, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your ancestors from everlasting to everlasting. Verse 8. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. False prophecy, like the Judeo-Christian pastors are doing today. I need a hit of water here. Verse 9. Will you steal, murder, and commit adultery and swear falsely, and burn incense to Baal, and walk after other Elohim who you know not? Verse 10. And then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. Are you free to worship falsely? No. Verse 11. And you can reference verse 11 in the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 13, the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 17, and the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 46. Is this house, which is called by my name, become a den of violent ones? 65:30 in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, declares Yahweh. Verse 12, but go you now to my place which was in Shiloh, 7887, where I established my name there at the first, and see what I did to it for the presence of wickedness of my people Israel. And verses 12 through 14, you can reference the book of Joshua, chapter 18, verse 1, Psalms 78, verse 60, and Jeremiah 26, 6. Shiloh was a town, and they started paganism in Shiloh, and he destroyed it. Verse 13. And now, because you have done all these works, declares Yahweh, and I spoke to you, rising up early and speaking, but you heard not, and I called you, but you answered not. Therefore I will do to this house, which is called by my name, in which you trust, and unto the place which I gave to you and your ancestors, as I have shown to Shiloh. The first destruction of the temple is coming, brothers and sisters. Because this is all before, all this is taking place before Koresh built that second temple. The temple of Solomon is still in existence, and it's going to be destroyed. Verse 15, and I will cast you from my sight as I have cast out all your kinsmen, the whole seed of Ephraim. That's Ephraim here is a symbolic for the 10 northern tribes, which he sent into captivity from Shamaron. That's where Israel had their capital. 16, therefore pray not for this people, neither lift up and cry, nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. They're too far gone. Well, there are a lot of our people today are too far gone. And we worry about massive numbers in Christian identity. We're not going to get massive numbers as they did not get numbers back then. It's not quantity, it's quality. Verse 17. Do you not see what they do in the cities of Yehuda and in the streets of Jerusalem? Well, what do we see them doing in the streets here? Same deal, different day. Verse 18, reference Jeremiah 44, verses 17 through 19. The children gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead dough to make cakes to the queen of the sky. Moon worship, okay? And to pour out drink offerings to other Elohim, that they may provoke me to anger. Haka Isaini, 3707. Verse 19, do they provoke me to anger, declares Yahweh, and not themselves to the shame of their own faces? Verse 20, therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, my anger and my fury shall be poured out upon this place, upon Adam and upon beast, and upon the trees of the field and upon the fruit of the ground, and it shall burn and shall not be quenched. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10, when Yeshua returns in flaming fire. How many times do you have to be warned? How many? Verse 21, thus says Yahweh of hosts, Elohe Israel, that's God of Israel, add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat flesh. Sacrifices to whom? For I spoke not to your ancestors, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them forth from the land of Mitzrayim upon the matter of burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this, verse 23, but this matter I commanded them, saying. This is what he commanded them. He didn't tell them all about the sacrifices and burnt offerings. Hear my voice, and I will be your Elohim. That's hear and obey. And you shall be my people and walk you in all the ways that I have commanded you, so that it may be well unto you. Not worried about sacrifice, he's worrying about obedience. Verse 24, but they heard not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the stubbornness of their evil mind, and went backwards and not forwards. Verse 25, since the day of your ancestors came forth from the land of Mitzrayim unto this day, I have sent to you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Verse 26, yet they listened not to me, nor inclined their ear, but hardened their neck, and they did more wickedly than their ancestors. Look what's going on today. This country started as a Christian nation, and now look at it. Things going on today that would be absolutely unspeakable back when we were a young nation. Verse 27, therefore you shall speak all these words to them, but they will not listen to you. And you shall call to them, but they will not answer you. But you shall say to them, now he's speaking to Yirmiyahu, this is a nation that hears not the voice of Yahweh Elohev, their God, nor takes correction, 41:48, truth, 5:30, is perished and is cut off from their mouth. Verse 29, shear, 14:94, your hair of consecration, 5:145, that's like a Nazir that's consecrated, and you don't put a razor on your head, you don't cut your hair, and throw it away, and take up a dirge on high places, for rejected has Yahweh the generation of his wrath. Now that generation can all also means the descendants, and it can also mean race. He's rejecting the race of his wrath because they had infiltrated back then and they have infiltrated now. Same then as it is now. Verse 30, for the children of Yehuda have done evil in my sight, declares Yahweh. They have set their abominations, that's their idols, in the house which is called by my name to defile it. They had idols in the house of Yahweh. Well, don't we have idols in a lot of our churches today? Huh? Think about that. Verse 31, and they have built the high places of Topheth, which is in the valley of Ben-Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire. That's to Molech. Okay. Which I commanded not, neither came it up into my mind. And verse 31, you can reference part A, 2 Kings 23, verse 10, Jeremiah 32, verse 35, and Leviticus 18, verse 21 for part B. And speaking of child sacrifice to Molech, verse 32, therefore, behold, the days come, declares Yahweh, that it shall no more be called Topheth, nor the valley of Ben-Hinnom, that's the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For they shall bury in Topheth till there be no place. I'll run out of places to put the carcasses. Verse 33. And the carcasses of this people shall be food for the birds of the sky and for the beasts of the land, and none shall frighten them away. They're going to feed unmolested on these dead people. Well, that's good. What's going to happen when Christ returns? There'll be no place to bury all the people that will be slain. Verse 34, and you can reference Jeremiah 16, verse 9, and Jeremiah 25, verse 10, and the book of Revelations, chapter 18, verse 23. Verse 34. Then I will cause to cease from the cities of Yehuda and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth, 8342, and the voice of gladness, 8057, the voice of the bridegroom, 2860, and the voice of the bride, 3618, for the land shall be desolate. This kind of wrath is coming down in the very near future, brothers and sisters. I know that's bad news, but that's just how it is. There are the few, that is us, the remnant. Remnant. Not all. Sometimes you think not even a lot, but the few. That's the best we can do. The Holy Spirit has to draw people to repentance. And if they choose not to repent, what are we going to do? We can't make them. All we can do is preach the word. That's it. We are powerless in the face of their apostasy, and this is something that they choose. I mean, it's very, very unfortunate. I mean, it upsets me greatly that they don't listen, but some do. You know, if I get one to listen, it's a great victory, because he's going to be with me, he or she, in the kingdom. And isn't that what we want? We are teaching of the kingdom. We're not teaching personal salvation, making an altar call, running up and putting on a big spectacle, putting on a show, making lip service. Oh, it all sounds good. Oh, I'm saved. I'm born again. Are you? Those that are born from above, which is what the scripture says, not born again, born from above, those are the ones that will enter the kingdom. Broken cisterns that cannot hold water, in other words, the Holy Spirit, will not enter the kingdom. You can preach at them all day long till you're blue in the face. Not going to do a bit of good. I'm sorry to have to say that. You know, it upsets people. Oh, you mean all these poor people? Yep, I mean all those poor people that are not Adamic seed line. Well, that's racist. Yeah, you bet it is. The whole book is a racist book. It's about one race. It's about the race of Adam. And it's about the subsection of that race known as Israel. It is not about anybody else. The covenants were not given to anybody but Israel, including the new covenant as taught by Yeshua Messiah. That was not given to anybody but Israel. He said, I come not but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, that's plain, and I know Judeo-Christianity does not want to teach that, but then they don't want to teach a lot of the other things that Yeshua Messiah taught. They want to wing it and they want to put in their doctrine because it helps a collection plate. And after all, they are a business. They're a 501c3 corporation. They're tax deductible. Well, we aren't. We have no affiliation with the United States government, or banks, or usury, or any of the rest of it. We don't want anything to do with that, because the kingdom of Yahweh is not this earthly order of arrangement that the Judeo-Christians preach today. I'm sorry, it just is not. You can get upset over that. I'm sorry about your bad luck, but it's not happening. We are a very special people. We are to be special. We are to be set apart. We are not to follow the doctrines of the traditions of the elders, which is what the Judeo-Christians push. They are selling Talmudic Judaism combined with false Christianity. They are preaching apostasy. They are preaching that the law is done away with when Yeshua said it was not. So, woe be unto those people. Shalom Aleichem. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We will start with chapter 8 and go from there. Can't keep a set schedule with these prophecies. There's too much. Praise Yahweh, and may He bless you. See you tomorrow.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the